The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Casey Miners at Carroll Broadcasting and Joe Benedict at the Keokuk Daily Gate City. Casey, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Hi, Senator. My first question is, you have a scheduled hearing on the Cattle Transparency Act tomorrow morning. What changes are you expected to see tomorrow morning during the hearing?
Well, the hearing is just to have a discussion from experts on the subject or from the industry or from agriculture. And so there won't be any changes made tomorrow. Now, there might be some information that comes out of it as a result of the hearing. But in the meantime, the bill itself is going to give it possible for the independent family farmer that doesn't contract ahead of time and can't get a fair price or a market today, save some daily kill that's about 90% filled up by contract cattle, save room for the person that wants to negotiate his price to get a fair price and know that he gets a fair price, and then in the end be able to market his cattle within 14 days, where now it's kind of a situation where you might get a price, you don't know whether it's fair, and you might have to wait 30 days to market your cattle, actually deliver the cattle. Joe?
All right. I just had a question about inflation. Is there anything going on in Congress to kind of tamp that down a little bit, or anything coming up that you know of?
Not really. I'll tell you, most of it's related to the increased price of energy, mostly gasoline prices, because this administration stopped building pipelines, stopped drilling, stopped more regulation on fracking, and tell the banks not to. So to get the price of gasoline down, which affects a big part of the cost of inflation, then just reverse the policies of this administration. I think that's what it's going to take to get inflation down. And Congress could pass laws to accomplish what I want to do, but I don't think Schumer's going to bring it up in the United States Senate. And if it passed the Senate, got to the president, I think that he would veto it, and we wouldn't have votes to override the veto. So it's up to the president to reverse his own actions. He did it by himself. He can correct it by himself. Now, Ernst and I have a bill that would increase the use of ethanol. That would help a little bit, but it's not the main. The fact that we don't have E15 year-round, which the bill requires, doesn't mean that that would help inflation a great deal. It'd help a little bit. Back to Casey.
Title 42 expires next month, and you were in Carroll on Saturday and talked a little bit about this. Do you have any further comments on the Title 42 expiring?
Well, not further comments, except if I didn't make it plain in Carroll that there's at least four Democrats, so we got 54 votes for it right now if Schumer will bring it up and would pass the United States Senate. And I would think he'd want to bring it up because the four Democrats that are pushing the issue, along with 50 Republicans, believe that it's not good for the country to have 18,000 people coming illegally into our country every day compared to the 5,000 or 6,000 that's coming now. And we shouldn't even have those 5,000 or 6,000 because it's illegal to come into the country without our permission. And we do have about 1 million people that stand in line to enter our country legally every year. So we're a very welcoming country for immigrants, but we want them to come here within our laws, not outside of our laws. Joe.
All right, there's a couple groups here that are going to do some fundraisers for the situation in Ukraine. Is there anything new coming out of Congress to help out that country, and what would you like to see done?
Well, we've already appropriated $14 billion, seven for humanitarian and seven for war materiel. Now, within that money, we need to be pushing more for offensive weapons. And I believe the administration is moving in that direction, and he's very much supported by the Congress of the United States. Back to KC.
So, Senator, Ernst was in Audubon County last week, and corn prices in Iowa were up a little bit. And do you see this affecting ethanol at all? And then is it a good thing to have the corn prices as high as they were last week?
Well, when farmers go, including this farmer, goes from 2014 to 2021, every year losing money growing corn to get the price we have now, I wouldn't expect any farmer to complain about it, and I don't think any city person ought to complain about it. With ethanol, it would be the E15 year-round. If we could get that every year instead of like the president doing it just this year, and maybe not next year, would be the best thing he could do to help ethanol. We have a lot of surplus capacity in ethanol production, and we could be burning a lot more corn than we would dirty oil out of the ground. Joe.
I just got a letter to the editor talking about child nutrition waivers. Had to do with the summer lunch program, and they said that was kind of in Congress right now. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I think what they're talking about is I hope the letter, if the letter says that they're not going to have a summer lunch program, then I'm not sure I can answer that question, because it's my understanding the only thing that has changed in the last month on school lunch programs isn't the summer lunch program. It deals with the expansion that we had for more money available for schools because of the virus. And now that the pandemic seems to be under control, that program has ended now. But I think the summer program's continuing. Now, does what I just tell you square with what the letter to the editor said?
They were worried that there wasn't going to be funding for it, I guess. But, you know, there's always a possibility that they don't understand what's
well,
going on out there.
Okay, well, the March 18th bill that affected what I said has money in it through September 30th, and I think it includes the summer program. But now for next year, both for the year-round program and the summer program, that's going to be subject to a new appropriation bill, but I would expect it to continue. Casey?
I don't have any further questions.
Okay, Joe, you'll have one more question. If you got one, then we'll hang up.
We had quite a big layoff at the Siemens factory here in Fort Madison that makes the wind turbine blades. Do you know if that's related to tax incentives again, or is there anything coming up?
Well, I'm the father of the wind energy tax credit, and
sure.
I started that 30 years ago, and it's delivered 60% of the electricity coming from wind now for the state of Iowa. So I think we're doing pretty good along that line, but I don't know exactly why you'd have those layoffs unless we reach the point where we aren't constructing as much wind energy. But I think we're going to continue big scale even in Iowa to produce more. So I'm not sure that I can give you a reason.
Thank you, Casey and Joe, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.